Hi, everyone. I have some bad news and some good news for you. It's one of those days. The good news is Patrick and I are on vacation. The bad news for you all. Sorry, let's start over again. Bad news, everybody. Patrick and I are on vacation, and I know that's going to ruffle some of y'all's feathers, but I will tell you this. We have done this show for more than 3 years straight, every single week, without missing a week. Every week that some of you have missed in your feeds is only because we did those episodes for Ghost Plus members. So on our end, we have not missed a single week in over 3 years, and we're super proud of that and also really tired. So we are going to take a few weeks off here. It's great timing. I just moved into a new house. Patrick is on vacation again somehow. Engineers are living the life, I guess. So we're going to take 3 weeks off here. That's the bad news. The good news is we're not going to leave you hanging. We are going to share some additional content with you for the next few weeks. Starting right now tonight, what you are about to hear is something almost no one on the planet has yet heard. How exciting is that? You are about to hear the prologue episode of a brand new upcoming podcast from Smith Show Media called Infernal Canyons. Infernal Canyons is a little bit different than Is This a Ghost in that Patrick's not involved, it's not a comedy, and it's not really about ghosts. Otherwise, it's the same type of thing. This is a scripted horror podcast written by me and my good friend and very talented writer, Dave Bloom. This is going to be a series-based horror show that launches, God willing, my lips to your ears, this fall sometime, probably around Halloween, which means probably like Christmas. But it's going to launch later this year. The prologue is ready to go. We want you to give it a listen. So here on this feed right now, in your ears, if you don't turn this off, you will hear the prologue episode of Infernal Canyons. All I ask is that if you like it, you do a couple things. Number one, subscribe to the show. You can find it on Spotify, find it on Apple Podcasts, find it, I don't know, probably everywhere. Go find it, go subscribe to it, please. We would love to have a big following on this one right out of the gate because it's special and we're really proud of it. And number two, if you like it, then please tell everyone you know. Send this around and get folks to know all about Infernal Canyons. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. It's going to talk about ghosts. It's going to talk about demons and monsters and legends and lore, folklore, Native American magic. It's going to be, we're cramming so much into this. We're really excited. And I don't know, I'll stop talking about it and I'll let the show speak for itself. So here it comes, the prologue episode 2, brand new from Smith Show Media, Infernal Canyons.
Infernal Canyons is a desert horror podcast set in the American Southwest. Listener discretion is advised. The thing that walked the red road turned toward the west. Beneath the tattered fedora that covered his eyes, its gray threads whistling in the hot desert wind, he stared at the low sinking sun, and he smiled. The thing wasn't human, so his smile wasn't either. His lips stretched top to bottom, showing rows of sharp and staggered teeth, white as sun-bleached wood. But his lips didn't curl, they spread. That was the smile of the Red Road Walker. It's not that he wasn't used to sunset. He'd seen more painted nights in this world than almost any other creature to prowl around it. But it was this sundown, in this desert, at this point in time, that caused his lips to snake. He hadn't recognized the time at first. He'd walked into the Mojave, not knowing what to expect, not caring about where or when he was headed. His was an eternity unburdened by anchors. Time was a concept he understood academically, but he'd never experienced it himself. So when he came to the Red Road, in a time that was before the freeway, but well after the Hungry Ones, he'd felt something in his chest that he hadn't felt since the world was young and man was unfathomable. He felt hungry. He stood still as shadow as he watched the sun sink, unburdened by the breath of Hades that whipped around him, whipping his duster, flapping the brim of his hat, spreading a hot breath of fear with gritty desert fingers. It was the fire hour, as some men of this land called it, the time when the red sun melted into the parched desert sand, spreading deep orange and streaks of red that arced across the sky like blood. Down near the dry, dead earth, that same bloody sky became a black void, with lines of purple that crept like veins up into the darkening blood above. This was the sunset of the Mojave. This was the sunset of the Dead Red Road, which meant things were about to get very, very interesting. The thing from the Red Road stood patiently, waiting for the sun to disappear below the mountains. The brim of his hat cast a perpetual shadow across the top of his face, covering his eyes in a slash of darkness. Even under the stars in a moonless sky, that shadow persisted. If a man stared directly at the thing from the road, if he managed to pierce the veil of dark shadow and lay eyes on the thing's eyes, that man would immediately recognize that the creature's features were out of focus, blurry, as if the atmosphere before the thing was smudged and unclean. Those who claimed to have seen the man, the ones who offered up descriptions of his face, usually said that he had eyes that were red like coals or black like flint. They usually said his nose was sharp like a knife or bent like a branch. They were all right, in a way. They were all wrong, too, of course. But it's difficult to describe a creature like the thing from the road. The human mind isn't built for it. It just knows how to be desperately afraid. By the calculations of this mortal world, it had been some time since the thing had stood beneath this particular flame-filled twilight sky. Though he was not concerned with time, nor was time particularly concerned with him. They coexisted, as needs must, the thing from the road being directed by time, not impacted by it. Whether it had been days or years or centuries or seconds since he last stood at this spot at sunset in the Mojave was not a question that could be calculated. He was precisely where he needed to be and when. He was always when he needed to be, and where. The wind kicked up as the last sliver of sun broke down through the ground, blowing stronger and straighter and hotter. Loose dirt eddied in the sky and fell back to the ground, lifeless, if such a term can be applied to dust. The wind beat faster, blowing sand across the desert, rocking cacti and forcing the tumbleweeds to flee in fear. Then it grew stronger and stronger until it was a hurricane of dryness, battering the mountains and the hot baked earth beneath. But the weathered brim of the creature's hat did not bow to the forces of nature. The thing from the road was untouched by the gale, as if the forces of nature themselves bent away from his presence. The Mojave was angry, this starlight. Its hot, enraged breath now slammed through the valley at 50 miles an hour. This made the thing from the road smile again. The dusk was going to be more fun than he thought. The dust whipped around him, spinning and swirling like a cyclone. Particles gathering, the cloud growing thicker and faster in its frenzy. The dust blew in on the wind, but it also blew into the wind, moving effortlessly against the gale. The spinning dust cloud formed into the shape of a skull. Other bits of dirt and ash compressed into vertebrae that clicked into place like links in a chain. The dust storm kept its furious pace and extraordinary pressure, building a cyclone, its bones cracking and snapping into place, its jaw hanging open like it was screaming. The skeleton was silent. Nerve tissue appeared next, growing and spreading across the sandy bones like spider webs. The dust knotted itself into chunks of gray matter that filled the skull. An esophagus, a tongue, vocal cords, and now the skeleton was screaming, louder and louder as its lungs developed. Eyeballs swelled in the sockets of the skull, and muscle teeth knit itself together, the tendons lashing themselves to the bones, gripping them, twisting them. More organs followed, the stomach bubbling with acid, the kidneys, the liver, gray and sickly in the living desert storm. A fist-sized cloud of ash compressed into a heart, which sprayed blood across the skeleton in the sand until the arteries closed and redirected the gory flow. And all the while, the thing that was becoming a man screamed. Skin stitched and spread atop the muscle. Teeth cut through new gums, the canines sharp as glass. Hair grew, nails formed, skin spread, scars appeared, old and smooth on this brand new form. The wind blew the last cloud of sand into the thing that was now a man, and then it stopped suddenly, and the desert was quiet, except for the sound of the screams. The thing that was now a man collapsed to his knees, heaving and crying and naked. He retched, but all that came up was a spurt of hot bile, which he spat into the sand. Finally, he was quiet. "I could watch that all day," the thing from the road smiled. Thank you so much for listening to this prologue episode of Infernal Canyons. Your time is limited and precious, and we appreciate you spending some of it with us. If you enjoyed this sneak peek at the Red Road Walker and his mysterious friend, make sure you subscribe to Infernal Canyons. New episodes are just around the bend. And while you wait for the next stretch of story, please consider sharing the good news of this desert horror with your family and friends. Let them know where they can find us here at Infernal Canyons. The show is a production of Smith Show Media. It's written by Dave Bloom and Clayton Smith. This episode's music is from Moby Gratis. The special promotional poster for this prologue episode was illustrated by Katie Faulkner. If you'd like to connect with the creators and with other fans of the show, follow @InfernalCanyons on Instagram and Facebook.